Hi, this is Rick Harmon, and today I would like to demonstrate for you the Olympus WS320M digital voice recorder. This is the voice recorder that I use for almost all of my recordings I do for the website. Sometimes, like right now, I'm using Goldwave and a USB microphone that's hooked up to the computer. But generally, when I'm doing recordings, especially if I'm doing program tutorials and things like that, I will use the WS320. I'm going to start out by giving a description of the unit. It's a very small unit. If you put your hand flat and straight out and you place the unit in your hand, it will fit from close to the bottom of your palm up to about the middle of your fingers. I'd say it's roughly 4 inches long by 2 inches wide by, oh, I don't know, roughly a half inch, 3/4 of an inch thick. I'm not sure what the color of the unit is. The WS320 by Olympus has 1 gigabyte of flash memory that is built into the unit, with it on the highest quality settings. You can record for approximately 35 hours in stereo. The device records in WMA format, 64 kbit sample rate, and it does a pretty good job. For voice recordings, it's very adequate. I do notice some artifacts in the recording, but they're not severe. Wouldn't necessarily recommend the unit for outdoor recordings unless you had good external mics with windscreens, and even then I'm not sure how good of a recording you would get. The Olympus is best suited for indoor recording, I believe. Yeah, it's not an extremely high quality unit. You're not going to record music with it or anything like that and get, you know, superior results. But it is an excellent voice recorder. And it has several recording modes. It has a stereo mode, an HQ stereo mode, which is its default, which is the 35-hour recording. You have a mono high quality setting that gives you 70 hours. Then beyond that, you have some what I consider to be much lower quality, and I don't use them at all, but they'll give you upwards of 270 hours on the lowest quality settings, but I don't recommend those. I'd say, you know, just use the HQ stereo setting or the HQ mono setting. Those are its highest quality settings, and they sound quite well. The unit has 5 folders in it, and you can use these various folders for placing different types of voice recordings in them. I have mine set up for, you know, basically my first folder. Folder A is for podcasts. My folder B is for general notes. My folder C is for phone numbers and messages. My folder D is for work-related stuff. And my folder E is for work-related stuff. Okay. I think what I'm going to do is physically describe the unit for you. I have the Olympus in my left hand with its front facing towards me, and I'm going to describe I'm sorry. I'm going to describe the buttons, jacks, and controls that are on the unit. Starting at the top of the unit, you have two 1/8 inch jacks. The left jack is your headphone jack. The right jack is for an external microphone. These are both 1/8 inch jacks and they are stereo. Going down the left side of the unit from the top, you have a slide switch that in its up position, the unit is placed in hold, which is sort of kind of like an off. It extends battery life. If you slide the switch down, that's the on mode, and you can use the unit to record and play then. Below that, you have another slide switch. This is the voice recorder / music switch. In its down position, it allows you to record. Well, not record. It allows you to play your voice recordings from the unit. If you slide it up, it switches into music mode, which allows you to play MP3s and WMAs from the music folder. Okay, down the right-hand side of the unit, from the top going down, you have three round buttons. The top button is your record button. And the next button down is your stop button. And the final button is your play button. Now, while you're recording, if you press in the record button again, it will pause your recording. You can pause recordings for up to 1 hour before the unit will shut off and stop the recording. If you press the record button in again, your recording will resume. And while you're playing, if you hit the play button once, I believe it'll pause. If you hit it twice, I believe it will double speed, and if you hit it again, I believe it'll go half speed. And if you hit it again, I believe it goes back to normal play. I think I got that right. Okay, on the front of the unit, top down, at the very, very top, well, about a quarter inch down from the top, on the left side and the right side, you'll notice two small indentions. These are your internal stereo microphones. In the center, right below that, you have a small LCD screen that has information on it. You can use it for your menus. It also gives you information about battery levels and time and date and other various things. Okay, below that, you have a round type of rocker button with a large button in its center. The rocker, you can press up and down on it to go up and down. If you're playing, it's up and down for your volume. If you're in menus, it's for going up and down through the menu selections. If you press the rocker left and right, while you're playing, that will take you backwards and forwards through files that you're playing. And if you're in menus, I'm trying to remember what it does. There, I'm not sure. The center button that's inside the rocker is your select button, or your OK button. When you're in menus, you hit it to press enter on a selection. You can also use it when you're doing other things such as deleting files. It's your enter button, your OK or accept button. Now down right beneath the rocker, you have two small buttons. The one on the left is kind of flat. That is your delete button. If you press in on it, the unit will beep. It's asking you if you want to delete the file you're playing. If you press your up arrow on the rocker once and then press the enter button, it will delete the file. As you're playing a file, you have to play it and then stop to do this and then do the delete. Okay, the rightmost button, and it sticks up further than the delete button, so you can tell the two apart easily. The rightmost button is a toggle button for your menus. It will take you between folders A, B, C, D, and E. And what I've done to more easily know where I'm at is I've recorded labels in each folder. Basically, this is folder A, this is folder B. And then when I toggle through these folders and play and find that label, I can tell which folder I'm in. You know, if I didn't have anything in it, but generally I can tell where I'm at without too much trouble. By the way, all of these functions, when you press them, the side buttons, the delete button, the folder toggle button, the rocker switches, the center button, the OK button, all beep at you in various manners that you'll quickly learn to figure out which buttons you're pressing. Below that, below these two buttons, you have a small speaker that's built into the unit, so you can play stuff from the unit without having to have headphones plugged into it. Okay, if we turn the unit around and face its back towards us, the only thing you really need to be concerned with here is if you feel on the right-hand side of the unit, you will feel it raised. That's the battery compartment. And you can open the battery compartment by sliding the cover to the right, and it will come off. And it will completely come off, so you have to be very careful that you don't lose it. I've noticed in use that I tend to be a bit concerned about the battery cover opening. Generally it won't, but I am a bit concerned about it, but just be careful there. And it holds one AAA battery that will allow you, 4 or 5 hours of recording time. And if you're using headphones, many, many hours of playback. Above the battery compartment, immediately above it, on the right side of the back, you will feel a little push-in button. What this does, when you push in on it, you'll feel the unit start to separate. And if you slide the battery compartment down and the rest of the unit up, it will come apart. And what you'll have is the battery compartment in one hand. It's kind of shaped, kind of like an L shape. And then you'll have the rest of the unit in your hand. If you feel down at the bottom left of the unit, you'll feel the USB connector that you can use to plug the unit into your PC. Windows 2000 and Windows XP will recognize this unit automatically without need for drivers, and it will see it as a drive. Then you can get into it and access its folders and files. I believe Macs will recognize this unit automatically as well. As far as I know, the unit will not work on Windows 98 or Windows 95 because there are no drivers for it that I'm aware of. I could be wrong on that, but I would stick with 2000 and XP. I've used both of these with the unit and have no troubles. Okay, now getting this back together isn't too hard. You kind of slide the pieces back together. There's a little ridge you gotta hit, and you'll know if you do it wrong. Don't force it. But once you get it back together, it will just click. And it's not too hard to do once you get the hang of it. Okay, and that basically describes the unit. The menus, I'm not real familiar with the menus. I don't use them a whole lot. I can basically tell you that the first menu is the setting for quality mode. And to get into the menus on the unit, you just basically press and hold down the center button in the rocker till the unit beeps. It will be at the first menu. Or if you're not sure, just push your rocker up arrows a few times to get to the top. These menus do not wrap. Once you get to the top one, you can press the enter button on it, and it will go into the selections. The first selection is Stereo HQ. The second selection is Mono HQ. And you select these and then press enter again. To get out of the menus, then you would press your stop button. The second menu in the list is the dictation slash conference mode setting. The unit defaults to conference mode. This is its most sensitive mode, but it tends to be a little noisy on recordings. I tend to leave it in dictation mode myself, so you would, to get into this menu, you'd press and hold down on your enter button till it beeps. Just to be safe, arrow up with your rockers to the top. Press it several times. Then press down once on your rocker, the down arrow. Hit your enter. You should be in the conference slash dictation mode. The top item in this menu is conference. The bottom item is dictation. Press your enter again once you've selected that, and then press your stop to get out of the menus. There are also other menus on here, and I'm not really familiar with them, but there's a menu to set date and time. There's a menu for sound enhancement, you know, equalization, bass boost, things like that. There's a system settings menu, and I don't really mess with any of those. It's basically the first two menus that you'll use the most. And basically that's all there is to it. It's a very accessible recorder if you can't see. It doesn't take very long to get used to the unit and learn how to use it. I've had mine for, since February of 2006, so almost a year now. And I've had very good use of it. I like the unit a lot. It's excellent for just doing general voice recordings, reminders, notes, things like that. I do my tutorial recordings on it, and they don't come out too bad, as you may have heard by listening to some of them. The unit can be purchased online at Amazon.com. There may be other places. I'm not sure. I think Radio Shack sells some of the Olympus models. The WS320 is the 1 gig unit. There is a 310, a WS310, which is a 512 meg unit, and there's also a WS300, which is a 256 meg unit. Last I heard, as of about a month ago, which would be October 2006, the 320 was selling on Amazon for just under $140. So if you're looking for a nice, small, compact digital voice recorder with very good quality and something that's very accessible to someone who can't see, I would highly recommend the Olympus recorders, even if not the WS320. There are newer models, and there are other Olympus models. And from my experience, all the units are very accessible and very easy to learn to use. Okay, this concludes this demonstration. I hope it's been helpful, and I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.